This is the Up North Lowdown from Interlaken Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. It is the 4th of July weekend, and so in this episode, we are bringing you something fun. The National Cherry Festival was this past week in Traverse City, and it came with a lot of traditions. There's the crowning of a cherry queen. Big concerts. Weird Al was here this year. A midway, an air show, and of course, the National Cherry Festival marching band. The group is made up of community volunteers. And hey, listen, I was a band kid. I love band. And I wanted to learn more about this group, so I showed up to a rehearsal, and they let me ask a few questions. But instead of asking for a show of hands, this is a podcast, after all, I asked for a show of horns.
How many of you were in high school band? How many of you never thought as a grown-up you would be doing this again? How many of you have never done anything like this before?
That cymbal crash came from Cindy Monroe.
I've had 50 years experience in music, but I've never been in a marching band, and it always looks like so much fun.
Mostly she sings.
So I've done that, but I've tried to learn guitar, piano, ukulele.
She's directed a bell choir.
I have played finger cymbals one time when they needed an extra person and a little mini orchestra, so I thought, I can do this.
Monroe did not have to audition or anything. She just sort of asked the director if she could participate.
I did give him an out, too. I said, if I come and I try it and you think, no, this is just never going to work, I said, you can send me home and I can try again another year.
But so far, so good. To rehearse a marching band, you need to have space. In this case, a big parking lot surrounding St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Middle School in East Bay Township. And that is where the band is right now, staying in step to a drum cadence. Left, right, left, right, left. You get it. While also keeping their lines straight from side to side and front to back. It is a lot to keep track of. And then, when you think you've mastered it, it's time to play. That is the National Cherry Festival March. It is an original.
And it was written by a local, Dewey Callenber, who used to teach band at the high school here. He wrote it for the Cherry Festival, I don't know when.
Brett Baldwin plays tenor sax in the band.
How long have you been in the Cherry Festival marching band?
Since 1989.
How old were you in 1989, if you don't mind me asking?
89.
He does some quick math.
27.
Okay. 62 now, he said.
I'm 63 now.
63 now.
Yeah.
What kept you coming back? Because I could see being like, all right, that was fun for a few years, but since 1989.
Well, it's the only chance I get to march. It's the only marching band around I know that I can join.
It has changed a little bit in that time, but a lot of the traditions endure. Traditions that new director Dante Bellacci is learning. Sure, he's leading rehearsals, but he's also marching with his saxophone, and learning a lot from other band members.
This is a great community of people, and I think that's what music's all about. It brings people together.
It is teamwork all around, he says.
There are section leaders or various people who may have been in the band for a longer time who help the new people out, however their level of playing is.
Which brings us back to that cymbal player, Cindy Monroe.
One of the real young ones who, she's just starting out with band camp, I think, for the first time, but she's played in her junior high band. She kind of came over there and she pointed out to me, she said, you know, that cymbal means you repeat every single time. And I'm going, oh, that's right, it isn't a rest. And so I was really grateful for that.
I think it can be really hard as an adult to, like, kids just jump into new things and try them on for size, but for adults, it's so much harder to just like, I'm going to try this thing I've never done before?
Yeah, but I'm always, my family and friends will tell you that I'm always one who's ready to try something else. And I'm like a little over a year into retirement. I've got more time now. What do I want to do to fill it? And I've always thought, this would be great. And my grandkids are really looking forward. They're just like, Grandma's going to be in the marching band. So they think it's a real hoot.
And so there she is, in line with the other band members, today marching through a middle school parking lot, and later this week marching through downtown Traverse City in front of thousands of people, grandkids included. The Up North Lowdown is made at Interlochen Public Radio. Subscribe if you haven't already, and keep getting stories from us. And if you could rate us and leave us a review, we would love that. You can do that through whichever podcast app you like. I'm Ed Ronco. Thanks for listening.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.